Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Monero's hard forks that's been going on and what exactly it means for the privacy-focused coin. So let's jump right into this first story. Monero just hard forked and it resulted in four new projects. So as you know, Monero is based on the hashing algorithm that is called CryptoKnight, and just recently Bitmain announced that they have kind of developed an ASIC miner that can be used to mine Monero. Now Monero in its kind of philosophy has that it's kind of hard forking and forking every 6 months, so that they are kind of not going against the competition but going against miners, because in their basic philosophy they're kind of against the potential of centralizing mining operations. And with ASIC miners you could potentially do this by buying a lot of ASIC miners in the industry. So they have kind of hard forked this version 12, and actually what happened now is it kind of created four new coins and four new kind of forks out of the Monero, and they are called Monero Zero, Monero Original, Monero Classic, and Monero Classic. So we have two times Monero Classic, Original, and Zero. Now none of them is currently available on CoinMarketCap. I think you can buy one or two of them on HitBTC, so on the Korean exchanges, but none of them are kind of have proper liquidity. So for investors, it's a bit, I would be a bit hesitant to invest here directly. Now Monero is continuing as normally, so with that new version, and it has kind of bringing new upgrades to the general technology. One of those changes is, for example, here they have increased the ring size for more private but also bigger, thus more resource intensive transactions, multi-signature transactions, initial Ledger Nano S hardware wallet support. Now we've seen some screenshots about that already on Twitter, so it looks like this has gone through as well. And it has also kind of introduced this tweak that is going against these ASIC miners that have come out or will come out. So one of those we have here, or actually two, so we have batch one and batch two, and the first batch is actually $12,000 and the second batch will be $7,600. And the main difference is basically the release date. So you have mid to end of May, you have the first batch that comes out, and then you have mid to end June, you have the second batch that comes out. Both weigh around 7 kilos, and both are actually already sold out. So, and the main importance of this thing is that it is the hashing algorithm is CryptoKnight, and as you know, Monero is based on CryptoKnight. So, what the difference with these new forks is, like all of these versions, so Zero, Original, the both classics, are still on this Monero 11 version. So Monero is now has forked to version 12, and all of these are still on version 11. So meaning they are kind of pre-hard fork or pre-fork in terms of technology changes that has been introduced in version 12. So they are kind of already and still. It is possible to use ASIC miners with these things. Now, if we look at the different kind of possibilities, there is very little known about these projects as is and who's behind them. So if we look at them, for example, Monero Classic is initiated by a group that self-identifies as Monero enthusiasts from Singapore, including developers and a few miners who felt it was time to take action. They're saying the ability to have choices promotes competition and that drives growth. We have to look at things at that level. Unilateral control is suffocating dev because you take away the need to improve and innovate. Now, Bento Tan, he is kind of not in charge, but kind of like the spokesperson for this Monero Classic thing. And he's saying, he's kind of making the point that, look, it wasn't just Bitmain which came out with these Antminers. It was also two or three different companies that kind of created these ASIC miners. So, and that kind of breeds competition, which is good for the ecosystem, which is in turn good for the cryptocurrency Monero. And he's continuing on the website. It says, the main message of Monero Classic is that we believe that the developers changing the proof of work creates more centralization and harms decentralization. The Monero developers are saying that they can and will change the consensus rules whenever it suits them, and the community seems to be conditioned into following the wishes of the developers. Now, obviously, it's an open source project, so anyone can help with developing Monero. But since this has been kind of baked into the type of how Monero acts in terms of doing these changes every 6 months, people kind of felt like it is almost centralizing. So they're going against the basic kind of philosophy of cryptocurrencies. And I think it's a fair point. But whether this step with these four forks really made sense is another question. So there's the other Monero Classic, and they're like kind of added this line in between in order to differentiate. And the person behind Monero Classics kind of identifies himself as PZ or PZ. And it says here, not unlike the other Monero Classic, PZ explains on his website that the emergence of specialized mining machines for a cryptocurrency is a normal market economy phenomenon. And if there are professional mining machines, the events like Monero was attacked by more than 500,000 botnets could be avoided, referring to botnets that have been used to mine Monero. Now, he's referring, or she is referring, to this situation where, for example, when you visit the website, it kind of used your browser to mine Monero, and also this botnet attacks that have been used, because you can kind of use the general CPU of a computer in order to mine Monero. It's kind of interesting for websites and kind of different even IoT projects, really, to mine Monero. And he's or she's saying that this could have been avoided. Now, there is a rumor that this second Monero Classic is actually kind of not co-developed, but kind of supported by Bitmain and Bitmain's mining pool, Antpool. And of course, Bitmain has much to gain from a continuation of Monero with the Kryptonite hash algorithm. Some suspect that this ASIC hardware manufacturer has a hand in this project too. Now, this is a rumor, it's not clear, so it could very well be that it is not true. Now, a Monero Zero or XMZ is we've decided that Monero project strategy to continuously hard fork is no longer a stable or sane strategy. We believe that Satoshi's proof of work is the only mechanism for decentralized consensus. The so-called network upgrades that are centrally mandated by the Monero project are a Trojan horse designed to compromise the effectiveness of proof of work in the Monero network. Monero Zero is not a fork, it is the original Monero. So they are even going so far and saying Bitmain is trying to destroy Monero, because by releasing these ASIC miners, they the team of Monero, the developers of Monero, are actually kind of put in a position where they are forced to develop against Bitmain and the ASIC miners, and that is potential to kind of drama in the developer community for sure, but also on a technological level to lose focus. And I think there was also this statement from Vitalik Buterin who talked about this kind of similar things about the Ethereum world, where he said, well, now that the ASIC miner for Ethereum is out there, while focusing on like improving Ethereum so that an ASIC miner is kind of rendered useless could be a potential goal. It shouldn't like divide him from really focusing on that bigger goal, which is bring Ethereum to the next level. And this is exactly what happens with Monero. So kind of the developers are really focused on keeping it ASIC proof or going against ASIC, but at the same time they're kind of splitting the community. Monero original. Monero has always been about freedom of choice, about diversity, and about strong community behind it. We are providing the Monero fans with a possibility to support the iconic coin and stay on the original chain. Monero original team stands for diversity, which is a logical marker of evolution. We're excited to see our favorite coin mature, and we are even more excited to help in keeping this diversity. There is not a lot known behind these projects. So, for example, Monero Original, I think it was here. yeah, you basically have zero information about this project. There is very little to find out. Monero Zero, you find some basic websites. There is also the Monero Classic website. This is the one from China, from PZ. And here was also another one that has been mentioned in the article. So you have the both Monero Classics, and you have kind of the Monero Original and Monero Zero. Now, obviously, this has some kind of complications. When you have multiple chains that the coins are supporting, you're kind of running into the problem of for one, blocks are being found more slowly, but this should stabilize in in the next couple of days. It says here it could unintentionally spend the equivalent coins on the pre-hard fork blockchain and vice versa. So there is this risk of like going in parallel with the same chains. So unless this is solved, this is kind of a problem. But it says here as well, a bigger problem is that moving coins on both blockchains independently reveals which coins are controlled by the same user. This is at odds with Monero's central value proposition of privacy and fungibility. Therefore, anyone who uses Monero for privacy reasons is best advised to completely choose one chain and ignore the other. It's presumably best to ignore the chain that carries the least value. Now the question is, which one will that be? Now, as I've mentioned, there are they are not yet on CoinMarketCap. Some of them can be traded. However, I would urge you to be kind of a bit hesitant here. We have written a report on Monero. We won't write reports on these forks, kind of, but we will mention them. We will update our report so that this is kind of reflected here. But I would be a bit careful about these changes because, I mean, in the end, you have to kind of rely on the developer community as well. And there, Monero is really strong. And these forks, I mean, I understand the philosophy behind them, but without the volume, without the liquidity, there is very little chance that these coins will kind of succeed. So I would keep an eye on these forks and keep an eye on the drama as well, but I wouldn't interpret too much into these changes. I think Monero as a coin is still, don't forget, is still in the top 10, top 15 in terms of coins. So unless this like fundamentally changes, I think you should keep the same strategy. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and join our Telegram channel. And I'll see you on the next one.